Today, the thing that we're going to do is the hoary head of wisdom. Boy, all of us can just about get this one. The hoary head of wisdom. Proverbs 16:31 says, "Gray hair is a crown of splendor. It is attained in the way of righteousness." So if your hair's falling out, you're right in line with what God says is good. In Genesis 25, verses 7 to 8, Abraham lived 175 years. Then Abraham breathed his last and died at a good old age, an old man full of years, and he was gathered to his people. How much have we ever really considered the value of older age of many of the believers in God's family, including ourselves? Many of us are either in or approaching the later chapters of our lives and cannot be reversed. Many of us who are older have walked with the Creator the larger part of our lives, and will continue until He comes for us. Boy, that's something to hear. And we have the opportunity to ignore it and play like it's going away, or embrace it and consider how we can make the best of the golden years in His great glory. If we're not old already, we certainly are headed that way. For those of you who are younger, your time's coming. And it's coming a little later. Our older people, including myself, we're already in that. If we're not old, we're certainly in the process. It should be our aim today and every day to specifically, but not exclusively, encourage our older believers to remain steadfast in the faith and in the work of the Lord. It's also good to keep yourself up. When you start getting older, things just don't work the way they used to do. And when you want to run, you better have something real spooky to run from. Otherwise, you're just going to have a fast walk. God knows about old age, and He cares for the elderly, but doesn't excuse those who are older in their responsibilities. It should be our aim today and every day to specifically, but not exclusively, encourage our older believers to remain steadfast in the faith and in the work of the Lord. To help us focus our aim and be sure that we're lined up on target, let's remember, as believers age, we should do it with God in mind. God is with us every day. You believe that? Yes. God gets a lot closer when you get close to the graveyard. To help us refocus our aim and be sure we're lined up on target, let's remember that as believers age, we should do it with God helping us and never letting us go. God makes provisions for those of us who are growing older, and that would certainly include most of us, by the way, but especially the older. Isaiah 46:3-4, "Listen to me, you descendants of Jacob, all the remnant of the people of Israel, you whom I have upheld since your birth and I've carried since you were born, even to your old age and gray hair. I am He who will sustain you and have made you and will carry you and will sustain you, and I will rescue you." It is as if God is saying, "Listen to me, family of Jacob, and all of you out there in the family of Israel. I've been carrying you on my back from the day you were born. and I'll keep on carrying you until you're old and gray. That's what God calls for. I've done it, and I'll keep on doing it and carrying it on my back, saving you. God has always provided for those who are older, and He'll take care of all of us. And sometimes, if you want to know, death is your best friend. He understands our infirmities through which older people go, and is constantly aware of us and all that we must go through. Ecclesiastes 12, 1-7. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come on your years and approach, when you will still say, I find no pleasure in them. Before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars grow dark, and the clouds return after the rain, when the keepers of the house tremble and the strong men stoop, when the grinders cease because they are few, and those looking through the windows grow dim, when the doors of the street are closed and the sound of grinding fades, when people rise up at the sound of birds, but all their songs grow faint, when the people are afraid of heights and dangers in the street, when the almond tree blossoms and the grasshopper drags itself along and desires no longer to be stirred, then the people will go to the eternal home of the mourners. And while the mourners go in the streets, remember Him before the silver cord is severed, the golden bowl is broken, before the pitcher is shattered at the spring and the wheel broke at the well, and the dust returns to the ground it came from, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. As we grow older, our relationship to God should grow stronger, not weaker. And we are now recognizing the futility of earthly things. I don't need near the stuff I used to need. I wanted to build this, and I built a lot of things. And I helped people have that. We're now understanding the complete dependency on God as our labors become difficult and we can no longer work the way we once did. We're now realizing with greater vision and brevity of our lives, there are some of the very things that Solomon would point out to go into the verses that we read in Ecclesiastes. When we think about it, growing old without God is truly unthinkable. That's unthinkable. I don't want to go meet God and just say, okay, I met you and that's it. I know this. I didn't already always get my life right. I fully expect that the most of us have not done that either. But I do know God's on our side. And if we die tomorrow, if I die, let me put it that way, tomorrow, they'll stuff me with the stuff in a funeral home, and we'll go through all of that process and all of that. But let me tell you what, when I die, God is right there with me and will always be with me. God's on our side. As believers who are aging, we should do so by doing it with all our enthusiasm we can muster. Old people jumping up and down. That's not that funny. But, you know, there were times when I could jump up and down and it was necessary, and now it's funny. And I'm going to go and meet God and He's going to see me funny. We've done that before, it didn't work, some say. Have we ever heard that before? Everyone's heard it all of that. There's a lot of people who hadn't heard that. I've served my time and now it's time to retire and let the younger do it. All you youngers, raise your hand. We've heard that before. There's nothing left for me to do. This is the kind of stuff people are dealing with. While our bodies may be growing older, we ought to have a renewed spirit every day. 2 Corinthians 4:13-18, it is written, I believe, therefore I've spoken. Since we have that same spirit of faith, we also believe, and therefore we speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead, listen to me, will also raise us with Jesus and present us with yourself. And all of this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgivings to overflow to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart, though outwardly it wasting away, yet inwardly we're being renewed day by day, for our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen, since that seen is temporary, but what is eternal. In Psalm 73:21-28, when my heart was grieved and my spirit embittered, I was senseless and ignorant. I was a brute beast before you, yet I'm always with you. You hold me by my right hand. You guide me to the council, and afterward you take me into glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Those who are far from you will perish and destroy all of the unfaithful to you. But for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the sovereign Lord my refuge. I will tell you all of your deeds. Does that sound like from the scriptures that when you get over to the time when you cross over from life to death, does that sound like God's still on your side? God's working with you. He's working with all of us. In Isaiah 40:31, those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles, and they will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Aging believers, and most all of us are, must be committed to maintain and display enthusiasm for the Lord without fault. We need to realize that great value become the younger believers in our embrace. We will have some. There's nothing more thrilling than to hear the stories from those who are older and how God faithfully worked in their lives to talk, and those who are younger believers and even with the non-believers, to speak of all the years we have walked with Him is a story of here and now, not just what once was. Our bodies are failing, but the heart of who we are rests in confidence of the one in whom you have trusted your lives. Our bodies are there, and God will take care of them. We who are older must realize and remember we have much to offer to those who are younger. It's an older man who become elders and feed the flock. In 1 Peter 5:1-4, to the elders among you, I appeal to you, fellow elders and witnesses of Christ's sufferings, who also will share in the glory to be revealed. Be shepherds of the flock that is under your care, watching over them, not because you must, but because you're willing, as God wants you to be, not pursuing dishonest gain, but eager to serve, not lording it over them who's trusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory, and that will never fade away. How big is this lesson? This stuff is real. This is not playtime. But to the younger, he says, 1 Peter 5:5-7, in the same way, you who are younger, submit yourselves to the elders. All of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud and shows favor to the humble. Humble yourselves before the mighty God and mighty hand, and that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. If you're an older man or woman, this is certainly something you ought to think about. Older women are to teach the younger. Over time, over years, it was that way. For all us older bunch, we remember when we would sit in pews somewhere in a church house where they may not have 15 people in there. And they have kids in there, and their kids were taught in Sunday school, and these little ladies who have been older than dirt were teaching them those stories, and they were teaching them those songs. And now in this world that we're in, we don't hear a thing about that. Proverbs 16:31, gray hair is a crown of splendor. It's attained in the way of righteousness. Stand up in the presence of the aged. Show respect for the elderly and revere your God. I am the Lord. Those things you did in Sunday school when you were small, they're still kicking up. And there's still some people who will still do that, all that. Older believers can visit the sick, people who are in need. You can write cards, you write letters, you can do all kinds of things. You're not done. Older believers can influence neighbors and friends who come to see them. Older believers can do Bible studies with people. In some cases, our older believers have more wealth than the younger, and consequently can help them, help other people. Remember the example of Caleb at the age of 85. Who said, now give me this hill country, Lord promised me on that day, because you heard then that Achan are there, and that as large fortified cities, perhaps the Lord will be with me and will drive them out as the Lord promised. It comes out of Joshua 14:12. God has made provision to keep things going through different ones. Those faithful believers who are older, you're closer to salvation. You're closer to it. Paul wrote, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. Now, if I live in the flesh, this means fruitful work for me. And if I don't know which one I should choose, I'm torn between the two. I long to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. But to remain in the flesh is more necessary for your sake. This is what God has done for us. We have done a work and put things in kids and older people, and people who have said, I know nothing about religion. Well, there's all kind of religion if you want to know, but That's not what the deal is. God's here to take care of us. I'm going to die. I don't know whether it's going to be today or tomorrow, next week, 20 years from now. But let me tell you this, in the hand of God, there is nothing that you cannot have. But it's not going to just come to you on its own. So people need to know that if you want to be in Christ, you bow yourself and humble yourself and say, Lord Jesus, I want to be your kind of person. And I would ask you to give me the heart of a servant. And let me give myself to you and immerse me in the waters of baptism and say, let me raise from the water and be cleansed. This is what that's about. It's not about something funny. It's stuff about big stuff. It's about telling people of others among you. That's what God calls us to do. I know this. If we're going to have a life that makes a difference in our world, the hoary head of wisdom is where you need to start. Because people who have been through the trail and have gone through all of these things multiple times have plenty of opportunities to tell somebody else. And God will listen. And God will hear. And God will do what needs to be done. And you and I can just listen and say, you know, this stuff's not so bad after all. You just need to be somebody that says, I want to be with Jesus Christ. And the church says, amen. Amen.